Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Daniel with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for just a church meeting tonight. I just give God all the praise and glory. I magnify his name. I'm going to read a scripture and we're going to have a prayer. We're not going to even have music tonight so we can get through. I don't want to keep people on tonight very long at all. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119. Verse 137. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and right are thy judgments, thy testimony that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy word. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is in an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I just read you from Psalms 137. Psalms 144, may God richly add a blessing to the doers of his holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I confess, I repent. I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come right now, God, just praising you and magnifying you, glorifying your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just worship you, God. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We ask you, God, to cover this church meeting tonight, God. Just cover, open up our hearts and our minds and our spirit to whatever it is that we need to discuss, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to be in the midst. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and keep things under control on tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. Well, we're gonna give them a few more minutes to get on. But I just give God all the praise and all the glory tonight for his goodness. And I don't want to keep you long. We're not going to be on her long at all. I just want to we're going to just talk about a couple of things tonight. We need to know. I don't want to say we have rules, but we need to know some the things that we need to know when it comes to the ministry, to the church, and to the ministry. So I just wanted everybody to know a few things, and I'm going to give them just another 2 minutes, and then we're going to get started. Mm-hmm. They can ask somebody or whatever, go back and listen to it, but we need to get started. We're not going to prolong the time because I got another appointment at 8 o'clock.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to ask what scripture that was you just read from.
Psalms 137 to Psalms 144. Psalms 119, 137.
Oh,
61, 44.
Okay.
Carolyn, for me.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Prophetess McKinney may not be able to come on because Johnny got a pretty high temperature, so I don't know if she's going to be on or not. She was kind of fretty a little while ago. Oh, she was rubbing it down with some alcohol. Anyway, we're getting ready to get started. Tonight, we're just going to talk about a few items, a few things. We, first of all, just want to, the first thing we're going to talk about is the 800 numbers. And Prophetess Brown is going to take care of that for me. Everything is okay with it, but she is making sure the extensions are right. She talked to the people, and they told her how to do the extensions, and she's going to take care of it. I'm just going to let her handle that. And right now, the people that's in the ministry, you all that need to speak to me or pray with me or something, it's fine to call me. But everyone, like on the line, on the live, and different ones that's calling, they're going to have to go through the armor bearers to get to me, because it's just a lot of, I'm listening, and the stuff is piling up on me. They may care about it. You know what I'm saying? It may be personal, and it may be what they want to talk about, but it's a whole lot more than I need to hear. You know what I'm saying? Because some people I have to kind of get off the line, like the other morning. I think it was Wednesday when I got off the line. It was five or six people that called me after I got off the line, and every one of them was crying, except for one. And so, you know, when that happens, you have to really pay attention to them and be real compassionate with them and stuff like that. So I want to make sure I start telling them to call the armor bearers. And if it's bad enough, if it's not, you know, something they can handle, then they'll tell me about it, and I'll give them a call, something like that, because it's with all the people calling in, so I won't even have a chance to write the grants like I'm trying. And the other things, I just want to report on yesterday, the pastor from Toronto, Canada, he called me a couple of times, and I think last night when we were on Bible class, he called and he had another apostle on, a lady apostle from Canton, Ohio. So he wants to be affiliated with the end time men. He wants his ministry to be affiliated. So I don't know what, I guess the lady do too. She want her ministry, her church, to be affiliated as well. So she's supposed to contact me because I couldn't get off last night. And a lot of times I don't know how to answer those calls. She called on that, I think she called in from a WhatsApp. And when I I say hello, it don't come right through. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So, but I'll be trying to hear. Yeah, I'll be trying to hear. Then the next thing we're going to have is we're going to talk about the children's church, and we can, myself and Minister Prophetess Rome, we talked, and we was talking about getting the children back together for the children's church. And she said she would take it over, but she needs somebody to help her. So she's supposed to be getting with Prophetess Morgan, because sometimes she works, so they're going to exchange numbers. I'm going to give each of them, I'm going to text them, or Prophetess Brown's going to text them each other's number so they can talk about the children's church. I don't know when that they, you know, they can discuss when they want to start it and let me know what's going on. I'm trying to somebody. I'm trying to get this thing to work right here. Anyway, and then what else we need to talk about here? Children's church. Yeah. You have anything else, Prophetess Brown? I didn't write down a whole lot.
I don't think so. The 800 numbers we were talking about. The the children's church.
And everybody know about the website.
No.
Well, have you been on the website?
No, I haven't.
Well, no. You can send that to her Prophetess Brown.
Okay.
I'm trying to get somebody who's on here.
Okay, who was that speaking? I'm not sure who was speaking.
That was me. I'm also with you.
Can I get it again, too?
Okay, just
the
please,
website.
Can I say your name so I don't get it confused, because I'm not
I'm sorry. This is Prophetess Lisa Harris in St. Louis. Lisa Harris in St.
Okay.
Louis.
Okay, and who was the other prophetess?
Carolyn Williams.
Okay.
Apostle.
Okay.
Minister Rome.
And Rome, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anyone else that have anything, any questions or anything?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
This is Ray, or Prophetess Ray, or Prophetess Martin, whichever one. So when are you looking to get the children's ministry started?
You and Prophetess Rome can talk about that.
Okay.
You all can talk about that. That's why I say you all, we're going to give each other your numbers, each other numbers, and then we are, you all can discuss that. I'm going to just leave that up to you. And then it's so many other things. I wasn't really prepared like I should have been, but I'm a start delegating people to do things. I'm going to start delegating, I don't know, like this Tuesday, Prophetess Harris will be on the morning prayer line on the radio broadcast for morning prayer. And this is probably her last Tuesday. So somebody is next for June to start truth on whatever day they want to start prayer for a month.
Hello, Nick.
I had already signed up for June.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And mine is going to be on Saturday.
So then where do you do July? Say that again. Francis Brown, say that again.
I said mine is going to be on Saturday, noon worship.
Okay, noon worship
Saturday,
on Saturday.
Noon. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody can go July. Maybe you can pop in the morning.
That'll be Ray. And then mm-hmm. I'll go back in August.
Okay. Jerome, you could go.
July is Friday. And August. Who's doing August?
Williams. Apostle Williams.
Okay, did we give Minister Roan an opportunity if she'd like to go?
Sure, if
she
wants to take August, that's fine. I'll take September.
No,
okay,
you're fine. You can go ahead and take August.
Okay.
You can
fine.
Take August.
No, I don't want to. I want all of us to be a team. I'm fine. So you do August, and then I'll do September.
And you all can pick whatever time you want to pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We can always
do whatever
time we're on.
And September is William. Okay.
Oh,
can we
question,
get the
though.
Schedule? Or we'll just meet every before the next person?
What?
Well, each person has to let you know what time they're going to come on the block.
Yeah.
Mine is always 7 a.m. on Tuesdays. That's my standard time.
So you going in September?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in
I'll be in September.
Who is in September?
Pardon me?
Okay, we need names because Prophetess Brown getting confused. If you saying something that she needs to write down, she needs to know your name.
Okay. Well,
But I know you
September.
Told me you know who you are.
Apostle Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Who doing August?
Prophetess Martin is doing August. Prophetess Roan, Minister Roan, Prophetess is doing September.
No, Prophetess Martin is doing July.
I'm sorry. I should have that already.
And Apostle Williams is doing September. Prophetess Martin
Correct.
Is doing August.
No.
This is what I have. Okay. I'm going in June. July is Prophetess Martin. August is Prophetess Roan. September is Apostle Williams. And if we have anybody else that wants to go after that, I can put that in. And what I was going to mention was that on the month that you are going forth, if you just let me know the time, and then I can send out a mass text so that we all will be on the same page. We'll know who's doing what.
Okay.
And who's going
so
in June?
So Apostle Williams is September 7, 8.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And June is Prophetess Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's Saturday at noon.
Yes.
Will it be some type of teaching? I really don't know what's expected. And this is Minister Roan.
It's whatever. Hey.
Exactly what's being done on that day.
Well, we always just pray. I mean, you can read a scripture however you want to do it. But what they usually do, just like I do when I do the live, but it's on the radio broadcast, they pray, and you can do it how the Spirit of God leads you to do it. Do it how the Spirit of God leads you to do it, you know. But it's mostly for prayer. People want to have prayer requests for you to pray for them, however, you know, or for their family member or whoever they want, you know, ask you to pray for them, you know, problems, whatever it is, health, whatever.
Okay. Thank
however
you.
However you want to do it. Uh-huh. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I will be delegating some things. The next time we meet, I'm going to have something for everybody to be doing. I'm going to have something for everyone to do. Prophetess Roan and Prophetess Morlick, they have the children's thing. But we're going to have other stuff even for them to do, you know, because we all need to be busy. This thing's going to get ready to take off because people are going to be joining the affiliation. They want to be affiliated. It's like like the Baptist convention. It's like that I'm talking about where churches are want to join up and connect with us to be affiliated with us. So with that being said, there's a whole lot of other things we're going to have to write and do
Apostle,
them. Because yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. My mom says she's trying to say something, but she thinks her line is muted.
You know what? Okay, it is muted. I didn't see you, Lala. I'm sorry. Ooh, I didn't see you. Wait a minute. Come on, that thing. It's just turning, girl. This is bad internet I got. This stuff don't make no sense. Wait a minute, Lala. It'll come through. Because, Carlin, I got you on here twice.
I made a mistake and dialed. I don't want to mess with it up, so it's on hold, the other line. I don't know how I did that.
I'm still praying, Lala, to get you in here. It's just twirling. Connect your mama, Ray, so she can talk, because this thing is just twirling. This don't make sense. It's still twirling.
I think, sir.
I say call her. Can you call her? Or you want me to do it?
Yeah. You want me to put on a three-way or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, wait a minute.
But Ray hook her on the three-way, Apostle.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Oh, Apostle Dr. Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one more Tuesday. It's the 24th and the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. That is money.
Oh, I have a question. I have a question. I know you said you were doing the children's ministry. Can I ask what does that consist of?
It's
like a Bible class. I don't know how they're going to really do it, but it's more so I don't know what they're going to do when I was teaching.
Oh, it's Bible class? Okay.
It was like a Bible class, like, or teaching. I don't know how they're going to do it.
That's fine. I just wanted to know what was it for the children. Bible class is fine. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got on that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
How are you? What you want to say? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's Prophetess Sattler. And I wanted to step in for October, if that's okay.
Okay. All right. So then we got all the way up into October. And Prophet McKinney, like I said, Journey is pretty sick. She's got a temperature and everything. So when I talked to her a little while ago, she was rubbing her down in alcohol, trying to get her temperature down. She had given her some baby fever stuff, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to get her together.
So we're booked now through October for the blog radio.
For the blog radio.
So then we're gonna
use one of these days for something else. We got a Friday, but I'm not ready for that right now. The next meeting we have, I'm going to give people things to do. I'm going because I can't do everything, and I don't mind letting people do them. You hear me? I don't mind. So. Because, like I said, I got to get these grants out or we won't have no funds and stuff like we want to have. So if I can give some work to somebody, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's time for us to start working. Like I said, Prophetess Brown going to work and get every extension together and give people out their extension for the 800 number. I haven't heard from Joshua anymore. I guess he said I'm not moving on those 800 numbers like I should have. So I haven't done that. He hasn't called me yet, but I'm going to contact him so he won't, you know, the people he said that we needed to be praying for some of them, you know, we need to have that done. And what else? And like I said, the people that call me all the time, I'm going to have people praying for them. I want other people to pray for them. Basically, they don't have to go through the armor bearers. And if they need prayer or something, if the armor bearers don't have time or they busy or at work or something, they can give them the 800 number, let it hook up to one of y'all. That's all I can say because it's people, you know, and once the lady called me, because she's going to call me from Canton, Ohio, and we'll talk, the pastor, he already called. He said he had a group of people to join, to come in for the chaplain thing. He got a group of people. So, and maybe this lady is one, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk to her last night because I was on Bible class. But we just want to just keep our minds focused, put no limit on God because it's finna take off. I already noticed God has already given it to me. Like my spiritual son next on Friday, he'll be preaching his first sermon, and he'll be a part. And so he's going to start wanting to do things and stuff like that, too. I want everybody, you know, anybody that want to do something, to do something, to keep them interested in the Word of God, you know, to keep them busy so they won't just be saying, this is boring, this is this. We got to stay busy, and it's a lot to do. I just can't do it all, and I need help. So the next meeting, I'm just going to give everybody something to do. I'm praying, asking God. And then we got to come together and fast. We need to come together and do a fast. It don't have to, however, we can fast half a day. And anybody that want to go longer can. But we need to pray about that. I know I'm going to be praying about it. I'm fasting now, but I'll be off my fast on the 24th. And maybe the first of the month we can start a fast. We need to fast as a ministry, as a church. We need to fast. Mm-hmm. Anybody that wants to pray with me any time of the week, just let me know. Just let me know. Mm-hmm. So this is and then every number need to start coming to the Bible class and prayer meeting. We need to study. We need to study the Word of God. That's what we need to do. So, and I can understand if you're working. I understand that is not a problem. If you're working, that's good. And everybody, you know, I know Prophet Savage, I know what you be doing and stuff like that. So I know that. But everybody, as much as you can, attend Bible study because you're missing good stuff. This is some good stuff, ain't it, y'all? It's some good stuff.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ruth, it's a good book. And after Tuesday, we're going into 1 Samuel. But David now, this is good study for us. So anyway, does anyone have any questions? Because we're going to get off. We've been on here a half hour. Don't want to keep you no longer than that.
What time is the prophet next Friday? What time is he preaching?
7:30.
P.M. or A.M.?
No, it's 6:30 your time, Central Standard Time, 30 Eastern Time, his time.
In the evening or in the day?
P.M. in the evening.
Okay.
Do we have a projected date for the chaplain's course?
September the 12th. It's going to start September the 12th.
Thank you.
And that anybody that wants to take the course can start just paying or payment plan, whatever. However you want to do it, the people in once you making the flyer up, Prophet, this morning, you could put that on there. It's a payment plan available.
Okay.
Any other questions? And if you have any ideas of things that we can do, I need those ideas as well, because people, you all are leaders and you know a whole, you know, you have a lot of different ideas. I know you do. So we want to put. Okay, huh? Let me see. Hold on. Go ahead. I'm listening.
This is Pastor Williams. My thought was, since they're going to do the kids' ministry and Bible study, I used to do a sunbeam.
A what, baby?
A little sunbeam choir with their mm-hmm. praise and worship. I know we could go to Zoom and do that.
Yeah.
Since we're not in the building right now.
Right. They're going to be teaching on Zoom, right, Minister Rome?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They're going to be teaching on Zoom. That'll be good. That's good. So that's something for y'all to think about. So, like I said, you all think of different things, and we'll incorporate it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll incorporate it. Is there anything else?
What about the reading of the Bible?
What you mean the reading
because
of the Bible?
Because I did kind of want to take Joan off. Just some reading.
Oh, okay, I can get somebody else to read it. We can change up on that too.
Just June.
Okay. We got that covered.
Okay.
You just take June off, okay.
Okay.
Well, we're gonna get off, and thank you all for coming at a short notice. And like I said, if you have any idea, I need them. Any ideas, because the leaders are coming. And the fact I got one on the other line right now, I got to get off. I got to meet with them. So if anything else, you all give me a call, okay?
Okay.
Engineer. Okay.
Amen.
God bless you all. You all have a good night, Father. Just thank you for this meeting, God. Thank you for being right in the midst and keep it in orderly fashion, God. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone under my sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So let it be. You all have a good night.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.